holding the bottom of Beis Hamikdash, what we saw so far. Mishnah said start time for Shema is Kohanim coming in. Gemara defined that as being Tzeisa Kohanim. So far so good? So Mishnah holds you begin Shema at Tzeisa Kohanim. Then the Gemara quoted a Braisa that said start time is from when the Ani enters to eat. The Gemara offered that those two times are synonymous, Ani and Tzeisa Kohanim. The Gemara quoted another Braisa that said that start time, according to Rabbi Meir, is from when people come in, and according to Chachamim Tzeis, the Gemara said, aren't Ani like regular people? And then you couldn't say that Ani equals Tzeis? Says the Gemara, no. Ani is not like regular people. Ani is Tzeis, and regular people are not Tzeis. That was the lead-in. Then the Gemara is going to try and prove that Ani does not equal Tzeis. How so? Because in the next Braisa, we have many opinions when the start time is. And one opinion is Rabbi Yeshua, who says, from when Kohanim are pure Tetruma equals Tzeis. And Rabbi Chanina disagrees, and he says, no, from the time the Ani enters to eat his bread. So that's an indication that Ani does not equal Tzeis, and the Gemara accepts that proof. We hadn't yet seen this last Braisa with all the opinions inside. But that's really the bottom line.
Question. What is Rabbi Yehuda's problem with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says it's from the time that the Kohen Tovu, nechon?
Well, we didn't learn it yet. We'll see. Right now, yeah.
Okay. No, we'll learn.
Rabbi Yehuda's claim is, but that's me bod yom. That's by day. You're reading the Shema of nighttime. How could you say that? So that we'll see in a second. So again, Mishnah says start time for Shema is when Kohanim enter the Truma. Gemara defines that as Tzeis. Gemara says, does Tzeis equal Ani? Gemara says, yes. Gemara says, but Rav Meir and Chachamim disagree, where Rav Meir says people entering Teet is the start time. Chachamim say Tzeis. Isn't people entering Teet equal Ani and then cannot equal Tzeis? And says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Meir is a different opinion. But really, that Braisa is Tzeis. Ani equals Tzeis of Chachamim. And then we bring this last braisa. A parenthetical statement, the Gemara says, I'll show you a way to remember that Tzeis is the beginning of the night time, the beginning of the time when you read the nighttime Shema. And the Gemara brings this psukim that described they did their work by day, and then another pasuk that defines we did work by day and watched by night. And the Gemara says, the first pasuk is an indication, but it's not a complete proof. The fact that they worked by day, maybe they extended their work before the day, after the day, the fact that they worked from Alos to Tzeis doesn't prove that from Tzeis is night. That's why the next pasuk that says we worked by day, that shows us that the definition of day equals what we said from Alos to Tzeis. Now that's not a direct proof that Shema begins with Tzeis, because it's not talking about Shema, it's talking about the definition of day. But at least it's a support to that. And now we're going to quote the Braisa with all these different opinions when the start time for Shema is. Two of those opinions, one will say Tzeis, the other one will say Ani, and that's a proof that Ani doesn't equal Tzeis. But we'll see all the other opinions as well. So we'll begin two lines above Tosfos Af Al Pi. Three lines. Do you really want to say that the time that the Ani enters to eat his meal equals the time the Kohanim enter, that they're pure to eat Truma, that Ani really equals Tzeis? Vereminehu, I'll throw at you a question from another Braisa. Mematay matchilin likrot Shema be'avin? When do we start reading Shema at night? Misha shekadesh hayom be'avei Shabbatot, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, from the time that the day becomes holy on Erev Shabbos. When does the day become holy? On Bein HaShemashos. Once you hit a point of Bein HaShemashos, twilight, you don't know if it's day or night, so then you have to treat it as holy. So we call Bein HaShemashos the time of Kadosh Hayom. Throughout Shas, that's what we mean when we say Kadosh Hayom. So Rabbi Eliezer holds Bein HaShemashos is the start time. Rabbi Yeshua, very often we find arguments between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hugnas, Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Yeah?
From our Mishnah?
Correct. So that should bother you? It doesn't fit with our Mishnah. Excellent question. Okay. The Gemara is going to ask it later. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Misha Shakohanim Torin Nechol B'Trumatan. Rabbi Yeshua says, from the time the Tanim Kohanim are pure to eat their Truma, meaning from Tzeitz. So Rabbi Yeshua is like our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha Shakohanim Tovelin Nechol B'Trumatan. From the time the Kohanim immerse. Now, Kohanim have to immerse by daytime, so that when the sun sets, they have hair of Shemesh. You remember that concept? That after they toivel, if a Kohen had keri, or he had any one of the tumas, they require hair of Shemesh. So he toivel sometime by day, and then when the sun sets, and it becomes nighttime, he becomes pure. Yeah? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda asks him. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asks him, Alo Kohanim ibod yomim tovelim. But Kohanim Toivel, when it's still day, you want to tell me that you start reading Shema when it's still day? Rabbi Chanina Omer, and this is again the key point we wanted from this braisa, Mishah she'ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach. From the time that the pauper enters to eat his bread and salt, Rabbi Yacha, v'amri la Rabbi Yacha Omer, Mishah she'rov bnei adam nichnasin la'asef. He says, from the time most people enter to eat their meals. Is he talking on Erev Shabbos? We're not on Erev Shabbos. Okay, it's a good question. If we're talking on Erev Shabbos, then that price is also differing, right?
It can't be Erev Shabbos. Because we use the logic that we have these many opinions within one price, meaning that they're separate times.
Right.
So it can't be Erev Shabbos. This must be a different time.
But Erev Shabbos wasn't quoted here.
Kiddush
Hayom, the holiness of the day. Kadesh Hayom, not the time that people entered to eat, the time that was Bein HaShemashos. When the day becomes holy on Erev Shabbos, meaning that's Bein HaShemashos. It's not when people enter to eat. They might enter before that, they might enter after that. The Iyamrit, now, that was the quote of the Braisa. Now the Gemara says, and if you'll continue with the claim that Ani and Kohen are really the same time, Rabbi Chanina, Ainu Rabbi Yeshua, turns out that Rabbi Chanina is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. El alav shema mina, but rather we have to say what's been proven from here, Shiura de Ani lechud, the time that the Ani enters to eat is separate, v'shiura de Kohen lechud, and the time that the Kohen enters, Tzeis HaKochavim, is a separate time, shema mina, this is a good proof. The Gemara says, okay, obviously these two times are pretty close to one another if we entertain the thought that they're synonymous, right? So the Gemara asks, Hai minayu meuchar. Which of the two is later? We know when Tzeis is. Does the Ani enter to eat before Tzeis or after Tzeis? Answers the Gemara, Mistabra de Ani meuchar. It would seem logical that the Ani enters to eat, that time is later than Tzeis. Because if you say that the Ani, he goes in to eat before Tzeis, so then how much time do you have before Tzeis? You have the time that's Tzeis, and then you have before that Bein HaShemashot. Right? Bein HaShemashot is just before Tzeis. So then it would turn out that Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chanina, who says Ani, is going to equal Rabbi Eliezer, who said Bein HaShemashos. Because the time before Tzeis is Bein HaShemashot.
Right.
So if they're next to one another, you have to say that Ani is after Tzeis. El alav shema minad ani mucha, but we must say that from here we infer that the Ani is after Tzeis, he's the later of the two. Shema mina, the Gemara accepts it. It's a good proof.
That's what Rashi says at the beginning. Rashi says that, what does Ani mean by
Siddhartha? He means life. Right. Yeah, this seems to be against that Rashi, right? On the surface. Maybe one day you'll answer it. So far, so good. Yeah? when we read about times in Shas, we have to know that there's a set time when things have when things occur as far as Shemaim is concerned. And in Shemaim, there's night, there's day. But from our perspective, the times that Chazal give us, the question is how precise can we be? You know, we live in a time where they give you calendars and they say, Nate's is 6:34 and 27 seconds and a third. Maybe astronomically it's that way, but no one can forecast to the second when you'll see the sun. So that depends on too many factors. How high you are, you know, that's assuming everything's flat. And the same thing goes over here. When does the ani go in to eat? Does he really have a set second when he goes in to eat? Meaning, obviously, this is a sign for a time. And it's an approximate sign. It's within a few minutes. But that's why each of these shiurim has to have quite a few minutes different than the other shiur. Because none of these shiurim are down to the second. Yeah? So each of these shiurim has to span a certain amount of time, the starting times. Simply because they're giving us signs. You want to know when's the starting time? From twilight. When's twilight? Seisa kohanim. So let's get back to those two. From when the ani goes in. From when the kohanim go to toivo. So obviously, they delay their tevila as late as possible, as close as they can to the evening. But still, what time is it? You know, 5 minutes before shkia, 20 minutes before shkia, 13 minutes before shkia. There's going to be a certain amount of range. So what are we going to say about Seisa kohanim? So there's a machlokes, when is Dina Shmashos? When is twilight? Is twilight a long period of time? Is it a short period of time? And Rabbi Yehuda says that Bein HaShemoshes takes 9 minutes. Rabbi Yossi says Bein HaShemoshes is like the blink of an eye. It's a split second, Bein HaShemoshes. And Tosus discusses how could you have discussions about when Seisa Kochavim is? And Tosus says, even in the times of the Gemara, it wasn't like a split second where you could say, this is Seisa Kochavim. The Gemara discusses it's not big stars that could be seen by day. It's not little stars that could only be seen by night. It's medium stars. Seisa Kochavim is when medium stars come out. And we say today that we don't know what are medium-sized stars, so we wait for little stars. Okay, very nice. Did Chazal know exactly what were medium stars? Says Tosus, no, it wasn't so simple. It wasn't like everyone agreed or understood or could say this split second, you see, that's a medium star, that's its night. And that's why even in the time of Tzeisa Kochavim, even though in Shemayim there is a set moment when nighttime begins, when Tzeisa Kochavim is, but down here on earth, we don't have a very accurate way of saying this is the moment of Tzeisa Kochavim. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Mar. You guys with me? Mm-hmm. We said earlier, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had said, the night time begins when the Kohanim go into mikveh to eat their truma. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, V'alo kohanim ibod yomim tovelim. But the Kohanim, they go to mikveh when it's still day. How can you tell me Shema begins when they go to Tovel? We're talking about the nighttime Shema. And says the Gemara, Shabir kamale Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said something good to Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir going to answer? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, Hachi kamale. Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir would say to him. Mi savridana abena shmashot didach kamina. Do you really think that I'm going by your Bein HaShemoshes? You, Rabbi Yehuda, hold. The Bein HaShemoshes takes a whole 9 minutes. So then you have this long period of time before nightfall when the Kohanim can't go to Tovel. They have to Tovel even before those 9 minutes before it says. You think I'm talking about your Bein HaShemoshes? I don't go like you. I know Bein HaShemoshot Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I'm going with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Bein HaShemoshes is like the bat of an eyelash. In a split second, this day passes, this day begins, and he can't stand on the second, the exact second, which is Bein HaShemashos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he had this long 9 minutes, which you know is Bein HaShemashos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't know when exactly is Bein HaShemashos. It's a split second before nightfall comes in. So Rabbi Meir says, you know, it's not that much before Tzeis that the Kohanim go to Mikvah. Because up until the last seconds before Tzeis, it's clear that it's day. I don't go like you, Rabbi Yehuda, that there's this long period, 9 minutes before Tzeis, where you have Bein HaShemashos. No, I hold that Tzeis, you have a split second before Tzeis that's Bein HaShemashos. Exactly when that split second is, it's a good question. But I don't have to, the Kohanim go to Mikvah very, very near Tzeis HaKochavim. Not like you, Rabbi Yehuda, who makes them go to Mikvah at least 9 minutes beforehand. Because you hold, yeah? Okay. Yeah, are we okay, Yehuda?
So, the Kohanim would toivel seconds before Tzeit HaChochavim.
Before Bein HaShemashot. Kohanim had to toivel before Bein HaShemashot. And they try to do it as late as possible.
Why is that still, I don't know, maybe there's more to the answer, but why is that still, why does that make it okay to say Shema at that point?
If we're saying b'shoch b'chol, the time people go to bed, okay, so a few minutes. If we're talking about 2 minutes, 5 minutes before it says, maybe people are going to bed. Maybe that's more plausible than 15 minutes beforehand.
Let me ask you a question. If people went to bed when it was still daytime, that would be it. That could be called an appropriate time to say Shema.
What do you mean by if people went? Meaning this, it seems that the b'shoch b'cha of the Torah is not contingent on the generation. Uh-huh. We live in a generation where people don't wake up at the crack of dawn.
Right.
Most people wake up 3 hours after the crack of dawn, sometimes 5 hours after the crack of dawn.
So what's it going?
It goes, Chazal gave us a definition of the time. And for some reason it doesn't change with the generation. Uh-huh. It's not like you could say, well, today, you know, if you live in the North Pole, people are going to bed long before the sun sets up there.
So Chazal gave us the time. So that's the time.
Chazal defined it for us. Shi'aru chachamim. Very often the Torah gave Chazal the responsibility to define the shiurim. Meaning the Torah didn't go into it. The Torah doesn't say a lot of the Shiurim. Shiru Chachamim very often is...
Is that when you say Shema?
What do you mean?
Because if it's a specific time, Shach B'cha, and that's, you said that's what, that's the time for a nighttime Shema, that's when people are down.
He said it's, Chazal are here giving us different opinions as to which time it is.
Right.
Okay, so the halacha you're asking me?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, are they just discussing this?
They held their opinions la halacha of these tanaim. We have one bottom line. Bottom line, we say, it's a good question what we say, let's wait with that.
So Rabbi Yehuda said that it would be 7 minutes before Bein HaShemashot.
Rabbi Yehuda says somewhere in excess of 9 minutes, either... Rabbi Yehuda says it's different opinions what Rabbi Yehuda exactly holds. Either he holds it is 12 minutes Bein HaShemashos, or else he holds it is a little bit more than that, somewhere around 15 minutes.
That's his problem with Rabbi Meir, is if he holds it such a long period of time, he holds that it's too close to the day. But
right.
Like Rabbi Yossi, who said it's like a bat of an eye,
right.
It's very close to Bein HaShemashot. So
it's very close to Tzeit HaKochavim.
Yeah. And thus, it's an acceptable answer.
Right.
And I don't know, but Rashi is the one that says the different opinions. The opinion when Rabbi Yoshua holds for
Bein HaShemashot,
yeah.
It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, yeah.
Ah, so wait, when you're reading this,
you can't understand it. Rashi fills you in on part of the sugya. With Rashi, you could make heads or tails of this a little bit.
Really?
Okay, so now the Gemara says, you know, we quoted a Braisa earlier in which Rabbi Meir said that you start Shema at the time that people enter to eat their meals on Erev Shabbos. Remember? That was a Braisa we quoted, the second Braisa we quoted. Right? The first Braisa said a Stam Braisa from the time that the Ani goes in. Second Braisa said, Rabbi Meir says, from the time people go in on Erev Shabbos. Chachamim say, from time Kohanim. Now, in our Braisa, Rabbi Meir says, from the time that the Kohanim Toivel. So, which one is it? Kashad Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. Seems to be a contradiction. Here he says, from the time people go in on Erev Shabbos to eat their meal, and here he says, from the time the Kohanim go to dip. So, one answer is, the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi Alibad Rabbi Meir. You have two Tanoim with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Meaning there are two quotes, two Masoras. Kashud Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. We seem to have a contradiction. In our Braiser, Rabbi Eliezer said, from the time that Shabbos becomes holy on Friday from Bein Hashmashos. And in the Mishnah, he said, from Tzeisa Kochavim. So the Gemara says two answers. Either Treit Tanoi Liv Rabbi Eliezer. You have two opinions, the opinion of our Mishnah and the opinion of this Braiser, two different Tanoim quoting Rabbi Eliezer. And if you want, Emil, tell you, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah begins and says, one halacha. From when do you read Shema at night? From time the Kohanim enter to eat their truma, meaning you start Shema, start time is Tzeisa Kochavim. Put a period there, and that'll be the opinion of the Stam Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues and says, Atzof HaShmoa Rishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer is just authoring the second part of the sentence. Till when can you reach Shema? Rabbi Eliezer says, till the end of the first watch, till the third of the night. Okay. But maybe the first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Okay. What do we gain by that? Well, Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer goes in line with the opinion of Shammai, Beis Shammai. So ordinarily in Shas, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So we would gain that then the halacha could be like our Mishnah. Shema is from Tzeisa Kochavim. Okay? Okay. So that brings us to the close of this sugiya. You guys got it? Should we move forward? Okay. And this is okay that we're reading the Gemara without Rashi, without Tosas? We're sticking in what we can as we go along. Yeah? Okay. Says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that Shema may be read at Sof HaShmura Rishona till the end of the first watch. Ma'ikas of Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Meaning there are two opinions, as we will see in a moment. How the night is divided into three watches or four watches. And that, what are these watches? So we know that our tefillot correspond to Shemayim. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, Kevod. We sanctify Hashem just like the angels do. And the Bronyachat Kochvi Boker, when the stars of the morning want to sing in honor of Hashem, they wait and they say, wait, have the Jews done it yet? We can't do it before them. So there is a correspondence between our tefillah and what goes on in Shemayim. So the watches are really something that's, you know, on earth and in heaven. The question is, how did they divide the shifts of the guards? Meaning you have guards doing guard duty in heaven, and in earth you have angels doing guard duty, so to speak, in heaven, and they correspond to the guard duty that happens down here in the regular armies, at least in Chazal's time. And it seems that there were some who would have three shifts during the night, and some would have four shifts. So with which opinion is Rabbi Eliezer going? When he says you must finish Shema by the end of the first watch, is that going with the understanding that there are three watches to the night and then it would be a third of the night? Or four watches to the night and then it would be a quarter of the night? So that's what the Gemara asks. Ma'ika Saval Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Ika Saval Shalosh Mishmorot Avi Alayla. If he holds that the night gets divided into three watches, Leimad Al Bashot. So let him just say, you can reach Ma until 4 hours into the night. Because of Alba Mishmarot Avi Alayla, and if he holds the night is divided into four watches, Lema Ad Shaloshot. So let him just say, you could reach Ma until 3 hours into the night. Answers the Gemara, Lolam Kesavar Shalosh Mishmarot Avi Alayla. Really, he holds the night is divided into thirds. So why didn't he just say, you could reach Ma until 4 hours into the night? This is what he came to teach us. Deika Mishmarot Barakia. That there are watchings up above in heaven, and there are watchings down below on earth. That's why he gave us this indication. He said, until the end of the first watch. So what does he hold happens in heaven? How do I know how heaven is divided? He purposely didn't tell me so that I should know that if you want to know when that first watch ends, just go to London Palace and see the shift change. And you'll see they divide the night into thirds. I don't know what they do in the Palace of London. But at least in Chazal's time, that's the way it worked. And that's what Rebbe Lezer was telling us. He gave you time that you could verify. You don't have to know what's going on in Shemayim. He purposely told you this time to tell you that there is a correspondence between the kingdoms down below and the kingdom up above, and you could verify this very easily. Titania, for we have the following braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Shalosh Mishmarot Havi Alayla. The night is divided into three watches. Ve'al kol mishmar hu mishmar yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoei kari. And God sits as each shift changes and lets out a roar like a lion. Shenemar, as the verse says. Pasuk says, Hashem tells the Navi Yirmiyo, prophesies unto them all of these words and tell them, Hashem imarom yishag, Hashem will let out his roar from above, umimeon kocho yiten kolo, and from his holy resting place he will let out his voice, shaog yishag al naveu, roar he will roar over his home. So, there are three times a reference to God's roar in this pasuk over Hashem's home, over the destroyed Beit HaMikdash. So here we see that the night is divided into thirds according to Rabbi Eliezer. So when Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah until the end of the first watch, he meant until a third of the night. Now the Braisa continues and says, "V'siman ledavar." You want to know a sign? How, when these watches change, Mishmera Rishona, when the first watch ends, Hamor Noir, you could hear the donkey neighing. Shinya, the second watch ends, Klavim Tzakim, the dogs yell. Shilishit, the end of the third watch, Tinok Yonek Mishdei Mo, Visham Isapertim Baala. That's when the babies get up to nurse, and the women start schmoozing with their husbands. It's the early morning, people are getting up. And so as they're getting up, the women schmooze with their husbands. So that's what the Braisa says. That's what it says. That's what it says. It doesn't say the couple talks. It says, Isham Saperet Im Baala. The woman schmoozes to him.
This is something that's not self-defined.
Right? You're going to see as the Gemara continues that these times are not so clear. Right? Okay. So we'll pick up here next time, Ms. Lachin.